your website for your ministry required to have a privacy policy? Stay tuned.
It's an important question for your ministry. Here's attorney David Gibbs Jr. of the Christian Law Association.
Michael from the state of Maine called our office to ask if his new website needed to include a privacy policy page. While there is no general federal law that requires websites to have a privacy policy in all circumstances, many states have their own requirements that govern online privacy protection for their consumers. Be careful. While there is no federal law, most states do have a law, and it varies from state to state. As a general best practice, website operators should always post a privacy policy on their website. If the website gathers from its website visitors and any type of personal contact or identifying information, including email addresses. Remember, you can be sued over your website if it doesn't have the appropriate and legally required state-known privacy policy.
Connect with the Christian Law Association online at christianlaw.org. That's christianlaw.org, or call 888-252-1969.
And we're now about 8 minutes past 12 noon on our Thursday, and Swap Shop headed your way here in a few moments with myself and Pastor Eddie Connard, and it would be a great joy if you've got the time to have you join us. Also, we invite you, if you've got something you would like for us to air, it's a free service, no strings attached, just simply get us the information and we'll share it with folks. You can log on to WGCR.net and submit it through our website. Just know it takes a little while for it to actually get to where we can see it because of security measures. You can also email WGCR@iCloud.com, or you can simply pick up the phone and give us a call, 828-884-9427. Taking us to Swap Shop time this afternoon, here's the Kingdom Heirs.
Soon he would bring some. all I need when I just need someone to talk to. He's always there to hear my prayer each time I call.
During this season of harvest and Thanksgiving, let us be thankful. For the N in the word thankful, I am thankful that He meets my needs. The Bible says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." As the songwriter states, He's all I need when I just need someone to talk to. He is everything I need. I dare not turn to any other, for He's a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. I am thankful for His meeting my needs. Oh Lord, I'm thankful.
Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah back on dry.
That familiar theme. Welcome to the 1 week away from Thanksgiving edition of Swap Shop.
Are we down to that already?
Yeah.
Seven more days, I
believe.
Think?
Yeah.
Is that where we're at?
A week from today.
Wow. Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
Now, do y'all have like lunch or supper?
We try to do like a whole afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of start about 12, 1, you know, somewhere along in there.
Yeah.
And you just graze.
And you eat till you just have to go
to
bed.
Yeah, and then, you know, I kind of like pace myself.
Well, that's good.
You know, where you just kind of get a little bit, you know, because, you know, you can only fit so much on a paper plate because,
right.
You know, you don't want to leave mom with all the dishes.
No.
So you just kind of put a little bit on the paper plate, start out with that single, spoonful kind of serving.
Yeah.
And then, you know, let that wear off for about 30 minutes.
Well, that's not it.
And then
it
go
prolongs
back.
The
yeah.
enjoyment of the meal.
Yeah, kind of. And of course, you know, it kind of helps people stay a little bit longer, and
yeah.
you don't rush away. And so, yeah, we kind of just do the grazing thing.
Yeah, and I'll just go on record as saying, yay for the businesses that are closing on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
I'm for them, and I do take note of that.
Yeah.
And I have that list somewhere in my pile of stuff here. Probably won't find it today, but we will get to that between now and.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday.
Well, at least for whatever their motives are, because, you know, but I do think that there are a lot of business out there that are, they're closing for the right reasons.
Right.
Some are, of course, you know, as you mentioned, Black Friday does kind of carry back over, and it started to be like, You know, everything would close and then open right back up at midnight or something. Mm-hmm. But now it kind of starts. I think one of the home improvement stores, you know, they started calling it Black Friday month.
Yeah.
Is what they started calling it, because you get deals all month long.
Yeah.
Which, you know, hey, if that's what they want to do, so be it. But thankful to all those businesses who, you know, take the time to let their employees enjoy
yeah.
and have a good day off and enjoy their family. It's yeah. a special time. Need to. We
it
need
is.
To.
We do, as we've said often, and we'll continue to say, we have a lot to be thankful for, and we bless the Lord for His goodness and kindness to us. Definitely not deserved, but definitely appreciated.
Yes.
And
yes.
look forward to services this coming weekend.
Yeah.
I know we're having our little Thanksgiving thing here at church on mm-hmm. Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always a special time.
A lot of churches, I think, are having their Thanksgiving meal, whatever. I know we're having ours down at the church. Of course, we kind of do a combination. Of course, our homecoming is back in September.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have our homecoming. But then we have old-fashioned day as well as Thanksgiving dinner on the same day.
That's good.
So so we dress up old-timey and then, of course, have a big meal after church service Sunday. So, yeah, that's the one time I think I ever get in a pulpit with a pair of overalls on. That's about the only time. I was trying to find me, you know, maybe not the overalls. I was wanting to go back kind of like, you know, like the turn of the century kind of thing where the – you know, you had those kind of, it was kind of, you know, the funny looking Western ties kind of thing, you know.
The bolo.
It's kind of bolos, but they're not really bolos. They're kind of the, look like a bow tie, but they got the, like, the tails hanging down
like
from them.
I hate to say it, like a ribbon.
It
but
is.
Not,
yeah.
You know.
But it's got the little tails that hang down, kind of like, you know, late 1800s kind of stuff. You know,
is it kind of like the doctor wore on Knoll House on the Prairie?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was looking at. Plus, you know, they have the tails, the coats, you know, they used to have the tails on them. Not, you know, not the regular style suit coats that you have today, but the kind of the tails. But, you know, you can't hardly find that stuff anymore. A lot of the vintage stuff's kind of wore out, and it's not really, unless you go to a costume store or something.
And then you're
and then it's kind of junk.
Pretty
or you're paying real expensive prices for it. So, but anyway, so I'll just stick with the overalls.
You go. That works.
Yeah.
We kind of follow suit along that same line around here, but looking forward to it.
Yep.
Well, let's see. Got several things today that we need to share with folks, and I've heard you mention it before, but we want to remind folks frequently today there's some major paving going on there at the new roundabout near the Acusta Credit Union on Highway 64. And it has been open with one lane for quite some time, getting folks used to it.
Yeah.
Well, today they are paving the inside lane. And first, please pray for the safety of the crew. They're working very close to moving traffic because the road is still open. Now, you're going to have extensive delays. And they stressed extensive, so we'll stress that as well. And but whatever you do, if you're going to go through there, pay attention, put the phone down, take a break from eating and driving. You know, they say that's another really big distraction.
Yeah, I'm guilty.
I am too.
I'm guilty
but
of that.
But pay attention, folks. They started around 10 o'clock. That was the given time. And they say it will continue probably till well after dark.
Oh, wow.
So heads up. I would suggest, if you're on 64, I would grab Morris Road there at the red light.
Coming from Brevard.
Coming from Brevard.
Yeah.
Grab Morris Road and just take Morris Road till it ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it will end at Acusta Road. You hang a left at Acusta Road and you can go straight. You'll have to go through the little roundabout, but just go straight and it'll bring you back out on 64.
Yeah.
Right there by Lowe's.
Okay.
I think that's the quickest workaround. Now, if you're coming like down to this side of town, I'd grab the old highway.
Yeah.
There at Ingalls, if you're coming down, I'd just hang a right there at Ingalls by Brevard Diner. Don't you? All of my places.
Yeah.
I don't give road names much, do I?
No, they're landmarks.
I think it's called the old highway, Old Highway 64.
Yeah, it's right there where the split, where the, you know, where the EMS building, EMS office is right there at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it's got the red light right there. You just veer off to the right and head out this way coming out the old highway.
Yeah, and if you'll just stay on the old highway until you can't go anymore, you can either turn at Acusta Road and it'll dump you back out in Pisgah, that side of Pisgah Forest.
Yeah.
Or if you're coming toward Hendersonville, just stay on the old highway till you hit Crab Creek here.
Yeah.
hang a left, and you're right there on 64.
And I think if you're coming down 280, like if you're making a trip from the airport and you're headed toward Brevard mm-hmm. on Highway 280, your best bet, in my humble opinion, would be take a left there at the red light in Pisgah Forest, if you can get there. Because mm-hmm. it's probably going to be backed up to there, no doubt.
Yeah.
So if you can get to the red light at Pisgah Forest, turn left and go east on Highway 64,
mm-hmm.
all right? And then take a right out there at Acosta Road.
Acosta Bypass.
The Acosta Bypass.
There right at Dollar General.
At the red light there at Dollar General, turn right and then go out the Acosta Bypass. It'll bring you back in over there mm-hmm. at Acosta Road, and then you can make your journey on out to Old Hendersonville Highway and around all of that if you're coming out 280, because yeah. that's going to be your best route to get to Brevard.
Yeah, my one question, mm-hmm. and I should have asked Brother Roger when I had him on the phone.
Yeah.
Don't know if anyone from there is listening. The Acosta Bypass, I think it's open coming from Brevard.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that area is open. They had closed it, you know, when they
yeah.
did the whole workaround.
Yeah.
So just know there'll be plenty of folks. God bless you. I see traffic.
Yeah, it's already backing up.
It's backing up, but again, slow down, stay alert, and
yeah.
Let's give these gentlemen and folks time and room to
yeah.
work.
Yeah, yeah,
bless
for sure.
Their heart. That's a tight little. I don't know. It seems tight through there to me. Just on a good
yeah,
day.
Yeah, and you know, and it, of course, you know, you're paving in a circle. You're not paving in straight lines, so it takes a little effort.
Yeah,
to try to run
curve.
To operate those machines to try to get them around and pave it the right way they need to. So it's
yeah.
going to take a little bit more effort and a lot more time. They're saying they're going to probably be after dark tonight,
yeah.
which is going to make it even more dangerous if you're traveling through that area while they're working. After, of course, it gets dark after, you know, around 5:15 or so, 5:30. Mm-hmm. So again, be safe and
yeah.
watch out for those guys.
And they just recommend avoiding
yeah.
coming through there if at all possible. So
yep.
if you could do that, it would be much appreciated.
For sure.
Well, there's going to be some street closures coming up in Asheville this Saturday. They call it a holiday parade. I call it a Christmas parade.
Right.
It's the 76th annual Christmas parade in Asheville.
Okay.
Starts at 11 o'clock. They always do it the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to try to navigate around some street closures, that was my main reason for mentioning
okay.
this.
All right.
Charlotte Street between College Street and McCormick Place will be closed starting at 7 a.m.
Okay.
North and South Pack Square will close at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
The parade route will start being closed at 9 a.m., and that is Biltmore Avenue at Charlotte Street, north to Patton Avenue, then west on Patton Avenue, terminating at South French Broad Avenue. So that's the parade route.
Wow.
They say all roads intersecting with the parade route will be limited to local traffic only. And here's this. Roads are expected to reopen sometime around 2 p.m. because they've got to get the streets swept and cleaned up before they open them back up.
Okay.
So downtown Asheville, unless you're going to the parade, I would avoid it Saturday till later in the day.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of FYI there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Joy.
They can have it.
I started to say, more power to you.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I know.
They can have it.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Hometown is where I'm bound.
That's good. We'd make a shirt that says that. So, mercy.
Stay hometown. That's where I'm bound.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and speaking of hometown, we love our hometown parades here.
Yeah.
The Brevard Christmas Parade is starting at 4 o'clock. It's like an hour later than
yeah.
maybe what we've seen in the past. It's on Saturday, December 3rd. And then the Rosman Parade, which I absolutely love, but that's kind of my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
It will be Sunday, and they will gather at the elementary school. It's where they normally start, around 1 o'clock. If you can be there, I think the parade will try to get cranked up about 2. And we will carry the Brevard Parade live on the AM audio, everything. And then we'll try to do a very simplistic live stream through our Facebook
mm-hmm.
As well. And then, Lord willing, at Rosman, I'm going to take the iPad and I'll kind of do that solo. We'll connect up, Lord willing, and carry on our Facebook page only the Rosman Parade.
Okay.
And I think they're having the after parade stuff in Brevard. And in Rosman, it's the mistletoe market.
Okay.
And we know some
yeah.
sweet folks that are a part of that. And they're going to have bounce houses and all kinds of good stuff, and then vendors as well. So it'll be a fun day. So we're praying for good weather.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Probably be blue cold, but it's Christmas.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Happens. And speaking of cold, it was chilly this morning.
Yeah, we got down to around, I think it was around 21, I think is what I wrote, 22.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cold here this morning early.
Yeah.
And I think for your viewing enjoyment, since we were talking about parades, it's probably going to be colder because the Hendersonville Parade is going to be at night.
That is a new thing.
They've started it back.
Yeah.
It's the way it used to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know that I remember a night
parade. Back in the day, growing up, back in the day when the street was straight.
How about that?
When the street was straight, they used to have the parade at night. And all the city was lit up at nighttime. Mm. It kind of just gave it that Norman Rockwell kind of feel at nighttime. And so they're bringing that back this year. I think the parade starts at 6.
6 o'clock on the 3rd.
On the 3rd that evening. And so the Hendersonville Parade kind of getting back to its roots. I kind
of
like it.
Yeah,
and
I've
so
heard
it's
going to
be
positive.
Really, really nice. Positive input from it as well. So again, it's going to be a busy weekend for the parades on that 3rd and 4th.
Yeah.
So, and I think even on the, if I'm not mistaken, the folks right here in the in Penrose area here and Little River.
On the 10th.
Yeah, coming up on the 10th. Going to start back. They didn't get to do it last year because it got rained out twice.
Yeah.
Back-to-back weekends, it got rained out. And so they're going to start back the parade here in what we call Little River Hogtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to start back on the 10th of December at 3 o'clock at Sunday afternoon. And then, of course, they're wanting folks to get there about 2:30 at the Little River Community Center to line up. And then if you don't want to ride, you can always, the route's going to go down Cascade Lake Road.
Yeah, so, I was thinking they'd probably just make a loop.
Make
you
the
know,
loop.
Because Cascade makes a loop down there. So I'm praying that the weather.
Maybe get it off, you know, maybe able to get to get off this year and roll off this year.
Yeah.
Praying. So,
the only thing that not my feelings aren't hurt, but the only thing I regret about the shift in parade times and whatnot is Brevard's is an hour later.
Yeah.
And then Hendersonville's is at night instead of in the morning, because normally we could do Hendersonville parade, grab some lunch, do Brevard parade, but we had to pick a parade this year because we couldn't do both of them.
Right.
So, but I'm wishing them the very best, and I think it'll be a beautiful night. So, folks, if you want to come to Brevard and then head over to Hendersonville, whatever you'd like to do, it'll be a big weekend.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a lot going on. Oh, speaking of temperatures, I wrote this number down.
Okay,
let me back up.
Back up.
I saw something last night, and I want to say that it was at Grandfather Mountain last night about 10 o'clock. They said that the wind chill on Grandfather Mountain was 3 degrees below zero at 10 o'clock last night.
So we made it. We've had our first negative wind chill for our area.
3 below.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mercy.
Well, you saw, I don't know if you've caught the Weather Channel today, but 4 feet of lake effect snow is predicted for Buffalo, New York, coming in off the lakes.
Four feet.
Say it's going to probably be one of the biggest snows ever in the month of November.
Is a lake effect snow a wet snow?
Yes, and it's obvious. It starts out, of course, the winds play a big factor across the lake effect snow because it just pulls the moisture up. When you've got, I think, of course, I'm going to quote Jim Cantore here because he was showing the different height of temperatures, you know, altitude wise, and so what you're going to have is the waters off the lake are still warm. They're getting colder, but the water is going to be warmer than the air temperature around it, as well as the land temperature. So what you're going to see is that rising effect of moisture because the water is still relatively warm. It's going to rise up through the various levels of altitude. Ground temperature is going to be about 32 degrees, but when it gets to about 10,000 feet, it's going to be like minus 10. And then, so what's going to happen, it's going to rise, it's going to freeze, and it's going to come back down as snow and be driven by the winds. And now you're going to see the piling up, particularly like in Buffalo, New York, Watertown, New York, places like that, where it's at the north end of the lake, kind of northeast end of the lake. So it's we're talking feet, not
my question for asking, like, is it a heavy snow? Is because 4 feet of light, you know, really dry snow, you kind of blow that away.
Right.
But when you're talking a heavy, wet snow, that's a whole different.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about it is, those folks in Buffalo, of course, if you ever look at the statistics, oftentimes Buffalo, New York, will outrank cities in Alaska for annual snowfall amounts. They can actually get more snowfall amount totals in upstate New York, in places like Buffalo and like that. Oftentimes when Alaska doesn't have those, I mean, they're pretty close in numbers, but Buffalo ranks right up there with the cities of the U.S. getting the most snowfall per year, and Buffalo being that, especially on the East Coast. They're going to get more snow than anybody. That's just the way it works.
I never realized that, but God bless y'all folks. And I know Minnesota's already had some.
Dakotas, they've had some.
Out there, Brother Lamar and Miss Chastity, and I think the Bakers and Wyoming, they've already had snow. And thank you, Daniel. He's our resident
meteorologist.
Commentator.
Yeah. And light on the comment.
Yeah. But, more on the tater part.
More on the tater, less on the comment. Yeah. Yeah. Lake effect snow is white snow.
Thank
you better
you.
Believe it. Yeah.
That was profound.
Somebody put a video on our text line, or our staff text line, was showing us like some flakes, which looked like pretty much like ice flakes. They really were.
Here.
But here, this morning. And note, it was a heavy frost. We had a huge heavy frost in our area. And what it was doing, it was blowing it off in flakes off the top of the warehouse. And it looked like it was snowing.
Barry posted
and
it.
That's exactly what it was. It was putting down flakes of very thin frost, and it was just blowing it all over the place. Looked like snow.
And I know the wind, it just has a bite to it. So layers are definitely recommended. And we're only going to see the mid-40s today. We'll be back right around 20 tonight. And they say hang tight. If we can get through the weekend, we're going to, you know, stay kind of cool. But we'll be back up to, around freezing. So that we'll call that a warming trend by Monday night. And I've heard that for Thanksgiving Day, they're saying we may see some rain.
Oh, well, okay.
That don't hurt my feelings none, but
no.
We'll see. It'll be warmer, so it doesn't look to be any kind of winter event, but we'll watch it and see. But that's really the next chance of rain we have will be sometime right around Thanksgiving.
I can handle the rain issue stuff, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The rain's... Everybody can sit in and kind of take round three on the table.
That's right. You can stay and eat more.
Just eat more.
Want to put out a word to folks that more scammers are getting in the ball game here. And this is utility imposter scams.
Wow.
Officials say that consumers have reported seeing scammers dressed like a representative of a utility company going door to door and demanding payment in prepaid cards or else the power will be shut off. They also say the scammer might tell you that you need a new meter or that you're late on your payment. They're just trying to intimidate you.
Yeah.
So they say here are the top red flags of a utility imposter scam.
Okay.
Asking for payment in prepaid debit, gift cards, money transfers, a payment app, or cryptocurrency.
Right.
We'll add that to it.
Right.
They say no utility company will ever ask a customer to pay with anything other than direct forms of payment like your bank account, a check, or credit card. If someone claiming to be a utility representative says you have to pay in an uncommon form of payment, it's a scam every time, no matter what they say.
Right.
They use scare tactics or threatening mannerisms, which we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
They'll warn you that you're late, and if you don't pay immediately, your service will be shut off. Here's what I wanted, the main thing with this. Utilities are required to provide customers with at least a 10-day written notice before your service will be shut off, and then a second notice a few days prior to. So they're not going to come to your door, folks.
No.
And they're not going to call you.
No.
They're going to send you something in writing.
Yep.
They also say be leery of cold call, which is basically non-solicited. They just kind of call you out of the blue, trying to obtain your payment information for service, etc. And they say if you get a cold call from anyone wanting you to verify any personal information, like your account number, social security number, date of birth, etc., hang up and call the utility company or whoever they say they represent by a trusted number that you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you think you've been a victim of a scam or even been contacted by a scammer, they say contact your local law enforcement.
Yes. And I'm thankful we've got, at least in Henderson County, I know, have a special division dealing with scam, cybercrime, you name it. Yeah. They're right on top of that. You can call, you know, non-emergency, of course, you know, unless it's obviously you're feeling threatened by somebody.
Yeah.
But you can call them non-emergency and contact them out there. They'll be happy to, excuse me, put you in the list and be able to investigate that for you.
Yeah.
And one thing, too, is that If you're paying your your bills online, or if you're paying them with a debit or credit card, every time that you're dealing with a company, a reputable company, immediately once your payment is being processed, you're going to get a reference number or a confirmation number. Make sure that those numbers are either printed off or written down to where you have confirmation. For example, if somebody tries to scam you on your power bill,
mm-hmm.
and you just got through paying it, and you just paid it online or whatever, if you have that confirmation number, if you've got a printed sheet of paper saying that you paid it, all of those things, those are just reassuring factors for you.
Yeah.
And those confirmation numbers or those tracking numbers or reference numbers are easily tracked by your company, and they can reference that, and you can get confirmation again if you need to. So don't feel bad and don't feel threatened by these people because it's very, you know, keep receipts, keep records. And again, the red flags, pay attention to those.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, the reason why I say that is because some of that crowd's tried it on my parents. Some of that, they try that garbage and it makes me ill.
Yeah.
And I just want to, you know.
Well, yeah.
But anyway. You know, but
it should make us ill.
It should.
It should upset us.
You ought to, and make sure you keep good records if you're doing that online. Even if you pay in person or whatever, you go to the mm-hmm. to the place of business and you're paying it in person, where it's your cable bill or whatever. Keep your receipts.
Yeah.
Make sure you do that because, you know, if something does happen, and you have a way to prove. That your service is up to date and you don't have to worry about it. So.
And mistakes can be made.
It can be
made, sure. Everyone's human.
And
I know businesses have a lot of safeguards in place to make sure that they balance every day and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of keeping your receipt until you've got proof that it went through and everything is good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, I know most banks, I'm a firm believer, I've been... And there are security measures in place, but I'm a firm believer in I have my bank app on my phone,
mm-hmm.
And it's two there's two number authentication, so you have to have two forms of authentication before you can even get into the account, which is great.
Yeah,
and they notify me when something's trying to accidentally or somebody's trying to. Excuse me, to access that. That being said, if I pay something and it's drafted, I immediately know. All I've got to do is pull my app up and I see it right there in my app. So I know where the money went. I know when it went, the date, stamp, all of that stuff. And it's basically my register of my checkbook on my phone.
Yeah.
And, of course, all of that is encoded. So, you know, there's nobody can get access to that but me and the bank. So, again, there are ways to safeguard yourself, but there's always going to be somebody trying to scam and trying to get around it. So you got to take precautions.
I've heard that it's a good idea to visit if you have online banking,
mm-hmm.
whether on your phone or through your computer, or if you still get your statements through the mail, don't just kind of file those away.
No.
They say it's very important, and your credit card statements, if you have a credit card and carry a balance, it's very important to go through them line by line and make sure. They say one thing to watch is charge for like 99 cents.
Yeah.
Because I guess that is when scammers are running random numbers through a computer, that's the set amount they try to charge. And when they get a card that it hits on,
mm-hmm.
then they say, okay,
now we've got
that's
access.
That's a good number.
Yep.
Or a, and they can go with it. So watch, you know, that 99-cent charge on there.
Yep.
And I would say the sooner you can catch a fraudulent charge, the better you are as far as communicating with your bank and making sure that you're not actually held liable for that.
Right.
So be careful. And something that kind of dovetails into, I was looking about safety this time of year, shopping mm-hmm. online
yeah.
and your packages, and they were talking about porch pirates. That's another thing that
yeah.
just gets my dander up. But they say that when you're buying online, to not use your debit card, but use a credit card or a payment service like PayPal, because a debit card is linked directly to your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And like I have some that I can use as credit or debit.
Right.
And I've never really cared which one until I'm learning the difference.
Yeah.
The debit card, if someone got your debit card number, they could drain your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
A credit card number, you have a little bit more protection
yes.
from your financial institution, if I understand correctly.
You're right.
As far, and I think banks are going to work with you, but they say just be careful.
Yeah.
Shopping online, the statistics, 76% of American adults say that they will be shopping online.
Wow.
Or yeah. that they've already shopped online.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
That's a big number, for sure. And anything, one thing or two about purchasing, you know, with a debit or a credit card, as I mentioned, be careful for like credit card offers that come in the mail that sometimes will even have your name on them.
Right.
Okay. With the, you know, one of those little stamped cards that they send in an envelope that is not approved yet until it's get used.
Right.
And what will happen is that somebody can take those and they could try to create this false account. Sadly, all they've got to do is look at your name. And if you have profile information on a social media site, mm-hmm. such as Facebook or Twitter or anything like that, and they're able to get your information such as, like in your profile page on Facebook, they can get your email, they can get your phone number.
Birthday,
you can get your birthday, probably. Get all the basics that they need to open an account.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go open an account, whatever that. And all that mail that comes in, you know, that's, oh, you're pre-approved, you're pre-qualified.
Right.
Somebody can get your mail, go and get that information and open up an account. And in your name, which you have no idea that is there, and somebody could be using your name to open up another fraudulent
wow.
debit. And that's the reason why most of them only come pre-approved for like $500.
They try to cap it out.
So they try to cap it out in case something like that does happen. But you may be getting a statement in the mail to your address saying, okay, you've got a credit card bill, and you say, I didn't open that. I didn't open up a credit card. But
wow.
somebody's taken your mail out of your mailbox or in your trash
yeah.
because you've just tossed it. Make sure that that stuff gets shredded. Make sure that stuff gets, well, I know you're not supposed to do this.
You used to have a burn barrel.
You used to have a burn barrel, or, you know, and maybe not so bad if you just kind of keep it small and whatever. You know, I'm just saying, do
yeah.
something with it. Get rid of it, particularly, you know, specifically shred it
yeah.
and get rid of it so that information doesn't get out there, because you could be looking at some bills that you didn't even know you had.
And that's one reason I'm very reluctant to leave the mail sitting in my mailbox overnight.
Yeah.
I always kind of the last
Absolutely.
Thing of the day, I check and say, did anybody get the mail?
Yeah.
And I was going out after church last night to get it. And I know someone who had something happen to them. You know how credit card companies used to send you checks
oh, yeah.
that you could use
oh,
on
yes.
your account?
Yep.
And they would just send them. You didn't even have to ask for them. Unsolicited, you
yeah.
get them in the mail.
Yeah.
Well, some folks had some sent to them. They didn't know it was coming because they didn't ask for it. And then all of a sudden, they see that they've got these charges. They're like, what in the world? Come to find out, after a fairly lengthy investigation, someone was stealing mail. That's here in our area.
Mm.
Stealing mail out of mailbox. They found those checks, and they went and wrote them and cashed out quite a few $100s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the people didn't even know it till it was done.
Yeah.
And they were being charged for it. So I'm sure that the banks worked with them and took it off because it was proved to be fraudulent. And I believe an arrest was made.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm very cautious about my mail. And we actually, the kids, if they order something, they'll put a notification to get on their phone or whatever that the package is delivered. Yeah, so that's something. And we'll talk more about that as it gets closer. But I know I'm not trying to skip Thanksgiving at all. It's just a lot of folks will be shopping on Friday.
It's coming up, yeah.
Or the following Monday, which is what, Cyber Monday or whatever they call it. So we've got some safety tips for you. And did you know there's actually a list called the 10 Worst Toys in the World?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
As far as being dangerous.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Because I saw the title and I'm like, what in the world? Yeah. The a group called The World Against Toys That Cause Harm came up with their 10 worst toys for this year.
Mm.
And it's basically ones that they feel do not have adequate safety nets in place to keep the children safe. Here's what they list. I'd know none of these toys personally.
Okay.
I mean, I've never had one. A Cocomelon musical learning watch. Disney Reyes action and adventure sword. Little Woodsy Tickle Your Taste Buds Bakery. Black Panther Wakanda Battle Claws. Don't have any clue. A Zeus Lion. Dingray musical bath toy. The Ooze Labs chemistry station. I could probably
understand that one. Yeah.
This is one that kind of bunny rabbit cuddly pillow. That doesn't sound dangerous, but Poppin' Fidget Spinners.
Oh yeah.
And Nerf Pro Gel Fire Mystic Blasters.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say that they feel that these are the most dangerous toys of 2022. I don't know. You know, some of them, their names, the chemistry one, I could see that going back quickly.
Right. Maybe the sword thing.
And the Nerf blaster, if it's, you know, something,
well,
I don't
they
know
shoot,
what they shoot.
They shoot gel instead of, like, the Nerf bullets.
Oh, okay.
They shoot the gel. So I don't know. Maybe there's something in with the gel portion of that. I don't know.
I would just say if you're buying toys for any children, make sure they're age-appropriate toys.
Right, right.
And that mom and dad are okay with it.
Yeah.
Or grandma and grandpa, whatever case may be.
Get a pair of socks.
My brother and I had a thing when both of our kids were little. You know, he and his wife had little kids, and Joe and I had little kids. We would see who could buy the other's kids the most obnoxious-sounding toy.
Well,
that was hard to turn off.
Right.
And we gave extra batteries to the
drum
kids.
Sets.
The little police cars that went, and it would hit and stuff and back up.
Right.
Good times.
Yeah. I mean, it's, but... As now that we are grandparents and we kind of enjoy our peace and quiet
we don't do that anymore.
We won't do that no more.
No, we've grown up and matured a little bit. Maybe.
Just a little. They still make me feel like a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's good stuff. Well, it's Swap Shop time here on our Thursday, 828-884-9427, if you have an item for us today.
Here's someone looking for a 4-foot Category 1 3-point hitch bush hog for a small tractor. They also need an extra extendable PTO shaft for a tractor. Please text or leave a voicemail at 678-835-7384. Again, 678-835-7384.
Job opportunity, James and James Environmental is looking.
I think, did you just put that one in today? She sent another ad?
She did.
Oh, today.
But
okay.
Did she?
Maybe.
Did
she, I know that she filled one.
Okay.
Off the radio yesterday.
Oh well, praise the Lord.
We didn't get a chance to get it off there. But she sent a text yesterday, said she filled that.
Okay.
And it was by a person who heard it on the radio.
Well, hallelujah.
So how about that?
Good job.
So thank you. Yeah, appreciate you, Miss Juanita, and congratulations to that person.
Well, here's some young roosters. Had about 7. Don't know if they still got all of them or not. They say they're about 5 to 6 months old, and they're free. 692-1015.
Here's a Muncie 4-speed transmission and a new Hurst Competition Plus shifter with T-handle for a GM product asking $2,900. 685-1894, 685-1894.
An electric battery-powered bicycle comes with the charger. It's in like-new condition. You can call for more information at 293-5002, 293-5002.
I pass a guy coming to work of a morning on one of those.
An electric bicycle.
These new plug-in lithium battery-powered bicycles. They clip along at about 45 miles an hour. They're just underneath the threshold of having to have a tag and insurance. And that thing moving along, it got a big old bright LED light and tail lights and all that stuff. But yeah, it's pretty.
I didn't realize they go that fast.
Yeah, they go fast. Yeah, they do. Big time. Here's a job opening for a barber. Three Hounds Barber Shop has an opening for a barber. They're located on Asheville Highway near Balfour. Contact Paxton. I know Paxton. 828-393-4040. 828-393-4040.
The folks at Michael J. Rogers Masonry are looking to hire brick masons, stone masons, and laborers, entry-level or experienced. Benefits include health insurance, supplemental insurance, paid vacation, a quarterly safety bonus, and an annual Christmas bonus. You can apply online at rogersmasonry.com. Again, rogersmasonry.com. Or call 424-7820, 424-7820.
Here's for sale a couch. It's suede tan in color, $200 in great condition from a smoke-free home, 577-5663. And leave a message if no answer, 577-5663. Leave a message if no answer.
Brand new walker. It's the large type that's got the four wheels and the seat. They're asking $75. 388-0455, 388-0455.
Australian Shepherd puppies, just in time for Christmas. 9 weeks old, up to date on their shots. They've been dewormed, ready now for their forever home. $750 each. 384-4447, 384-4447.
And a 2004 Buick for sale. It's in great condition, been well-maintained, daily driven. $1,500 is what they're asking. You can call them and set up a time to go look at it and even test drive it if you'd like. Call 775-0610, 775-0610.
All right, very good.
That'll do it. Let me jump over here quickly and say happy birthday on this 17th day of September to Brother Larry Tinsley.
Oh, yeah, very own, Brother Larry. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. I hope and pray it is a wonderful day for you, Brother Tinsley.
Yeah.
And that the...
I heard he was having some...
Had to go to the dentist on his birthday.
I think he probably did that himself, but
yeah,
you know,
bless him.
I'll tease Miss Lynn. Maybe she kind of scheduled that for, I don't know, scheduled that on his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
No, she wouldn't do that.
No, but
I hope you feel better. Maybe it wasn't too bad. Maybe it's not something bad that you'd make you feel bad on your birthday.
And the numbness will wear off so you can eat cake later.
Gotta have it.
Yeah,
or ice cream.
You can suck it through a straw like with a milkshake. So
either way.
You can work out something.
Yeah.
Again, we talked about we're in the Thanksgiving countdown a week from today.
Yep.
And it's hard to believe Christmas is 38 days away.
Isn't that something?
My goodness. Also, I did want to extend a word to the Owen family and also to the folks there at Amazing Grace Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Today would have been the founding pastor, Brother Benny Owen's birthday, and they've sponsored this day in his memory. And Brother Ben passed away unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Last year, I guess it was. And what a great man he was. A friend to everybody. And so to his wife and his family and the church family there at Amazing Grace, we extend our love and prayers to you today.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Again, honor the memory of Brother Ben.
Yeah.
I thought of a song.
Okay.
And let me see. I can't type. I have a hard time doing anything and talking.
Well, I do too. Yeah, but just folks, I think what you remember this weekend, it's going to be cold. So I know a lot of times people forget, and but check on your neighbors.
Yeah.
Check on the elderly. Make sure you all your folks are well provided for and took care of, and pets.
Yeah.
Make sure that if you got outdoor pets, make sure that those are took care of and got some shavings and all that good stuff. Make sure they stay warm and keep their water pail unfrozen, so that they can be well nourished as well. So
it's time to
it's that time of the year.
This song came to my mind when I was talking about Brother Ben and several others. This is Sandy Blythe and a song that she wrote, "If You Could See What I See."
We said our goodbyes when the fall.